eyes opened and gazed balefully into mine. My God, it was alive.
Now he sees. So, how do you like my little beauty?
I'm not sure.
But I have created a new delicacy.
A live delicacy?
Alive, Vincenzo.
Between us, we will set a new gastronomic trend, you see. Oh, purists like the Contessa may at first condemn it. A return to marine cannibalism, perhaps, eh? But I tell you, Vincenzo, and you will agree for yourself, that in the gastronomic stakes, a live lobster boat screaming to the boil will prove strictly for the peasant. Now, please. Well, taste it.
I'm sorry. At first I just thought it was some kind of a joke.
A joke?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm still not sure if you... But it isn't, is it?
No.
I'm sorry, Luigi.
You object?
Well, simply, let's say, decline.
But why...
I can't explain.
Try. For Luigi's sake, why don't you try?
Well, even for Luigi's sake... Well, I'm just not sure I can. It's something to do with the very aliveness of the thing, of course, but more than that, it's the eyes. A sort of watchfulness in the eyes.
You disappoint me, my friend. You know that? You disappoint me.
I'm sorry.
You object. But you cannot even begin to explain why you object.
Luigi, please. Vincenzo is your guest.
For which I'm sorry. Because not only does he show a singular lack of adventure, but because he stupidly finds the dish somehow objectionable on humanitarian grounds. True or not true? But why? The oysters you love, are they not live? A well-known scientific fact. All sea creatures are impervious to pain. Any 10-year-old angler will tell you, my friend, they have no brain, no mind, no nervous system, let alone the so-called finer feelings which you and the Contessa would seem to attribute to them. Apart from which, the pathetic specimen you see before you is itself possessed of those same cannibal instincts which you now accuse me of possessing.
I accuse you of nothing, Luigi.
Owl is sucking into the disgusting chasm of its stomach a million tiny sea creatures. To first digest, and then spew out the remains, which are neither palatable or necessary to its uniquely selfish existence.
Except that you have overlooked one thing, Luigi.
Huh?
We have no way of knowing. In spite of the sworn word of any 10-year-old angler, we have no way of really knowing whether the creature we see squirming in front of us is capable of feeling or not.
Knowing, my dear Contessa, what is there to know?
Everything. Anything. Simply because, perhaps, it chooses to reveal nothing. We shall never know. Not unless it were possible for one of us to take its place at this very moment, to be on the receiving end.
Permit me to produce the evidence.
With a single deft circular movement of his knife, Luigi removed one of those enormous eyes. The creature attempted vaguely to scale the deep sides of the dish, but at last, realizing there could be no escape, floundered back, stonily regarding Luigi with its one remaining eye. The mucus from its socket mingled now with the rich Madeira of the sauce that had replaced its natural element. Luigi regarded it dispassionately, then flicked the eye on the heavy silver of his embossed plate. That evening, over after-dinner brandies, my squeamishness turned to embarrassment. An apology seemed in order, and